So I want to congratulate you guys on a really great episode on Daddy Fishing and Maintenance. You know, the question was for me, but you guys did beautifully in executing an answer. For almost 20 minutes where you guys had discussion and fleshed out some of the hard parts. Like, I was just offered, for example, an extra contract as a consultant, and I was like, oh my God, I use this statement all the time. It's not enough juice for the squeeze. You're going to get juice out of the squeeze. I'm going to get money for it, and the money will be really good, but sometimes I just don't feel like squeezing. Like, it's labor. And it's even worse when you don't have a lot of, for example, if you don't have a lot of sponsors, you got to maintenance them more. And I'm not into that kind of labor. So I loved hearing how it related to you guys, and you guys had such an interesting conversation. I encourage more of it. Have a great one.
Yes, now.
Woo!
Hello!
Hello! And got our veil light.
So, we just got a fantastic voice message from one of our favorite people, Reggie from The Weekend Watcher.
Hi, Reggie!
Hi! And that's actually in response to a pod that we did quite a while ago on
100 years.
And it was on the maintenance of, I guess sugar daddies, essentially.
Yeah, emotional labor.
Yeah, emotional labor. So we thought we'd just do a short little pod on the topic of emotional labor because it's really important. It's something that I think
it's not easy for some people, and it's
taxing.
It's draining.
It's easy for you or not, it's still labor.
And it is
just like takes away from your energy that you could be using to do other things.
Sleep.
Yeah. Or literally anything else.
I feel like it makes me sleepy.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So yeah. We pulled a really good definition of emotional labor from Wikipedia.
Whoa, Wikipedia.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
We love you, Wikipedia.
Okay. It says, emotional labor is the process of managing feelings and expressions to fulfill the emotional requirements of a job. More specifically, workers are expected to regulate their emotions during interactions with customers, coworkers, and superiors. And so I think we've sort of expanded this to sort of our personal lives too.
Of course.
Because you think about how everyone says things like, oh, females are just, you're more sensitive, you're more empathetic, this and that and whatever. And so because of that, in your personal lives, you're just expected to expend a lot of emotional labor. Like, how often do people expect you to just be like, oh yeah, I just want to talk, or I just need to unload and whatever, in a way that they wouldn't necessarily do to a male, right?
Yeah. So true.
And it's fine. Like, if it's someone that you care about, it's like,
that's different.
Yeah. You're kind of like, okay, but it doesn't mean it's not
still taxing. Like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, and that's true.
There's a...
Sorry, my face.
Your phone.
Just stick it up to my face.
She has this facial recognition thing on her phone.
I don't know how to use it half the time. I don't even know how it recognizes me. Well, some days I look ratchet. Some days I have a ball cap on.
It loves you.
It does love me. I love my bitch too. Thank you, iPhone X.
It's like, you're welcome. Sometimes I like to pick up inanimate objects and speak for them.
It's pretty amazing. TBH loves it.
Thanks for accepting my weirdness.
It's okay. I think I'm equally as strange. Pretty sure we've had conversations of animals to things for extended periods of time.
Yeah, totally. I like to voice my animals too. Yes. Even though I'm sure that's not actually. Yeah.
Sorry, that's my favorite thing right now.
Those memes that animals call people humans.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Obsession.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Anywho.
Yes. Sorry.
It's okay. I don't know why we're so weird today.
We're just off. You know, it's Friday, y'all. I have one eyelash on.
She's re-gluing her eyelashes and she took one off. So this is a dancer dilemma, by the way, just as a quick aside. If your eyelash is falling off a little bit, do you take it off and re-glue it? Or do you just try to tough it out?
Or just tack the part that's lifted.
Yeah, so you try to, like, just stick it back on without removing it. Like, just, like,
yeah.
I don't know, press it into your eyelid and hope that the glue that you put on before will hold. That's kind of an iffy. It's the most convenient solution, but it's, like, the least likely to work.
Yeah, least likely to work.
It's kind of like, you know, the more convenient it is, the least likely it is to work.
Exactly.
But, you know, if you take it off and re-glue it, it'll probably work, but it's just a fucking hassle.
Yeah.
Now you got to do it again. Whatever. Yep. Or actually, there's another option. Just take off your lashes and just be like, fuck it.
I can't do that one.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
That one, I'm like, oh, but it's the real me. They can't see
I don't
the
have
real
that
me.
Shield.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Hello. Did it work?
It worked.
Shit. Slide up.
Okay. Anyway, okay, sorry. That was off topic. But important. Still important.
Yeah.
We also just wanted to talk about spoon theory, which I think kind of applies to this. Do you want to do this one?
Sure. I do not know what spoon theory is, just
we do now.
As a note, but I will after reading this. Spoon theory is a disability metaphor and neurologism. Pardon?
What? Sorry, go on.
No, did I pronounce it improperly? Did I?
It's a metaphor.
Oh, okay. Used to explain the reduced amount of energy available for activities of daily living and productive tasks that may result from disability or chronic illness. Spoons, quote unquote, are a visual representation used as a unit of measure in order to quantify how much energy a person has throughout a given day. Each activity requires a given number of spoons, which will only be replaced as the person recharges, quote unquote, through rest. A person who runs out of spoons has no choice but to rest until their spoons are replenished.
By rest or taking spoons from someone else, I think.
Oh, actually. Dang.
Do you know what I mean?
Energy vampires.
Like,
that kind of a
you
thing.
You know, it's like, yeah, no, or like.
I hate those people.
You need someone to expend emotional labor on you.
Oh, I see.
To recharge yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no,
like,
I totally
yeah,
get that.
Yeah, that just came to me. I love spoon theory because I think it's just like so
it's really,
applicable.
I like it a
it's
lot.
It's like, it originated to describe caring for someone with illness, right? But I think that it's kind of applicable to emotional labor in general. You know?
Yeah,
100%. Because like, you really only have like X amount of spoons, like X amount of energy, and everything that you do takes away from that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's interesting how sometimes you can replenish that by taking spoons from other people or having them spend them on you, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's like a give take.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that theory a lot.
Yeah, it's good, hey? It's,
yeah,
like, it's
it really,
really applicable.
Is.
Like, for me personally, I don't mind performing emotional labor when it's with my friends because.
Yes.
I care about them.
Yeah.
When it's a customer, I hate it. Like, I hate it.
Yeah.
Because
fair.
It's like, I don't know you. You're not paying me enough to expend this labor.
So we shouldn't really have to deal with that
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Fair.
Yeah, so, like, I hate it. I actually hate it. But I feel like in some ways, that's what people are looking for. You know?
I feel like there's definitely a niche?
Yeah, totally.
For it, I do
think there's more of a niche for that, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so, especially in, like, modern day society.
Yeah.
Because, like, legit, there's just so many people that don't have time to form real bonds
right.
anymore.
Or don't trust.
Or, yeah.
Like, they
yeah.
want someone to perform emotional labor who's, like, an outsider who won't judge them
yeah,
or whatever, right?
Exactly.
And they're not going to be in with therapy, so they come to strippers. And I do feel
yeah.
like this job, sex work, is more about emotional labor than anything else.
Yeah, for me, I find, because I do cam as well, mm. I find that for this job, like dancing, it's not really taxing for me, even though I can, there is customers, definitely, but I find more so when I cam, because I don't
totally.
Really do, like, the naughty stuff on cam, so for me,
it's
is pretty much,
labor.
Yeah, exactly, it's exactly what it is,
totally.
And it really can get tiring. And if I'm not in the mood, I really,
yeah.
I can't be doing it because I just can't put myself in that state of mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, it definitely really can be emotional.
A thing, yeah.
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 And you can get worn out.
I think one thing is like, you know, a lot of the times we're just,
I feel at least like I'm not qualified to hear a lot of the things that I hear, you know?
Yeah.
At least if you're a therapist or trained to minimize transference and this and that and whatever.
Yes.
Whereas sometimes I'm like, well, I hope I didn't make it worse for that person, but I don't know, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. It's kind of true. It's like we all have like our own ideas and perceptions of reality and what is good for ourselves, but we really don't necessarily know what could be good for the other person, especially without knowing their existence and their reality, right? And you're never going to get that in 5.2 seconds of, you know, trying to, quote, relate to someone, you know?
Yeah,
so it's just kind of like, I find it can be the most taxing of anything.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes I'd rather just get naked. Actually, most of the time, I'd rather just get naked. I'd rather just be like, you bought a dance.
That's nice.
That's just, I'll just be naked for 3.5 minutes and don't talk to me.
I kind of feel that way when people get private dances because I do feel that, like, the emotional part is separate to me.
Mm.
I know that sounds weird, but, like, if I'm doing a dance, I just kind of want to do the dance unless they specify, like, sit and talk to me. Okay, then I'll sit and talk to you.
You know what actually really bothers me is when people don't respect it as labor.
Yeah.
When they try to steal it. You know, like, guys
who I just want to sit and talk to you and they don't pay you for your time, but it's very laborious. Whatever they're
and
doing.
Totally. And you're like, hey, well, I'm actually selling my time, whether I'm naked or talking to you. That's
this is
my
work.
Time.
This is our place of employment.
This is my job. Like, this is what I am selling. So don't try to steal it from me.
True.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, I just want to talk. It's just talking, whatever. I'm like, no, this is literally the thing
but
that
I
I'm
could
selling.
Be elsewhere making money. And they don't understand that.
They don't
see
it as labor. Like,
they don't
see it as your product.
Yeah.
They just see it as something they're entitled to.
Yes.
And that bothers me, actually.
Yeah. Especially when, you know, especially when people try and have, like, real talk, like the whole deep conversations or something like that. I'm like,
something beyond just
hi, how was your day? Superficial crap.
Superficial preludes to selling your time.
Yeah.
Right? They're just actually trying to take your labor without paying you.
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
Yeah, same.
I really don't
Same.
Me no likey.
It's so rude. Stop stealing labor from strippers and sex workers.
Steal. It's cruel. It's kind of true, though.
It is, though. It is. Because it's like, you wouldn't go to a restaurant and be like, I'm going to eat this food, but I'm not going to pay you for it.
Yeah.
Because it's something that you should do for free. Like, no.
Yeah. Or expecting, you know, an employer of a business to only get paid for the end product, but not the actual time or labor that they've put into that product. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Totally, yeah.
So you can't really, like, you can't go to someone's office, for lack of a better example, and be like, oh, I would like this piece of paper that states such and such, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get that piece of paper and
it took
you
them
pay
like an
just
hour
for that piece of paper because
like,
it costs, because it costs $10 for that paper and the stamp and the
but
ink.
But you have
and,
to pay for the actual labor.
Yeah, you have to pay for that time, that effort, and that effort
that's
is
so
really
true.
What the job is.
Yeah, that's so true.
So,
yeah.
I think people kind of forget the whole, like, process of things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And emotional labor is definitely a process.
I think they just feel entitled.
Yeah.
To our attention.
Perhaps,
and,
yeah.
You know?
In some cases, definitely. Definitely.
You know, or after the dance is over, they still try to talk to you, and it's almost as if, they feel entitled.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I just bought a dance, so you should sit and talk to me for another 3 minutes. You know, something like
but
that.
But that's not
you know? But
what
that's, yeah,
the
totally.
Agreement was.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
It's just disrespectful, I think.
Yeah, it's true.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And if somebody wants to stay, they will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, sometimes if...
Sometimes
I mean,
they will
like,
buy more dances.
Yeah, right? Sometimes they'll buy more. And, I mean, sometimes I'll sit and talk to someone because I find them interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I don't want to.
I don't.
Yeah.
I just have a premium on my time.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Sometimes I wish I was more like that. Sometimes I get lucky, though.
Yeah.
Like,
you do.
Yeah. Because I'm too... giving with my time, but
you're also very friendly, whereas I'm not.
Yeah,
usually when
I hate that about myself.
Yeah, but I think
so.
Sometimes because
sometimes
of that, you get really pleasant customers.
Yeah, I
know?
Do. Like yesterday, I actually had something like that.
Yeah,
where I was like sitting
nice.
With a guy that I like always would sit with, and he just
would constantly like give me a tip every few minutes. Right. You yeah. know?
Guys like that were super nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So whereas, I just like lucky.
I'm not willing to expend the emotional labor to get to that point.
Yeah.
Like pretty much if somebody tries to talk to me, I'm like, yo, it's $50, otherwise I'm leaving.
I admire that.
But then it weeds out the people who are gonna waste my time.
That's true.
But then I also don't get the guys who are nice but want that preamble, you know?
True, true. Yeah.
Like this one time the club was closing and this guy was trying to talk to me and I was just kind of not into it because I wanted to leave because I was like
yeah,
I
it's end of home. The night
yeah and he was like I just want to say your show was really really great and I was like okay thanks and then he kind of like cautiously pulled out money and he was going to give it to me and I was like okay like is he going for a dance because it's kind of late I don't really want to go for one and I was just kind of like waiting to see what he was going to do with it. And he was like, I just wanted to give you this tip because I thought you were really good. And, like, thank you so much for a great show. I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. You're like, all right. Like,
okay,
all right.
I guess thank you.
Exchange like, can yeah, happen.
Nice. Yeah.
Too funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Because at first I was like, oh, God, why are you trying to talk to me? But then I was like, oh, okay, to give me money. Okay, cool, thanks. Maybe you should have started with that. Like, maybe you should have, like, come and given me money and then done like a job and I would have been like okay because you know for a lot of strippers a compliment without a tip is not really a compliment it's just I feel like it's just the guy seeking validation himself you know
I like, kind of feel like the opposite I yeah to a degree I just feel like it's like how do I say this in words like, if somebody doesn't give me a tip, monetary tip, I think that it's just bullshit, whatever they're spewing out of their mouth. I think it's disingenuous, I guess. Like, I don't feel like
I guess...
I'm like, okay, thanks for lying, like,
for me,
trying to make me feel
better.
I don't
really care if it's disingenuous or not. I just think whether they mean it or not, I just think it's a way of... for them to try to steal your labor. Right?
Yeah.
Because they're just looking for validation. They're just saying, oh, good job, because they want you to be like, oh, thank you so much, right?
Yeah.
Because they want that validation from you, or they want to then feel entitled to your time because they've given you a compliment, right?
Yeah,
it's like they're looking for like a quid pro quo. They're not just saying like, oh, good job, because sometimes they will, but that's very rare. A lot of the times when guys say, oh, good job, they're expecting something from
in return,
totally, right? So
yeah, that's true.
That's why I just feel like it's actually self-serving, right?
Yeah.
But if somebody's like, oh, good job, and then gives a tip, then at least it shows respect for you as a worker. Like,
yeah.
I am at work. You consume my labor, you know?
Yeah. Otherwise, just don't say anything.
Yeah, totally.
I know
I did a decent job. Otherwise, this wouldn't be my job.
Yeah. Definitely wouldn't be.
Like, I don't know. I'm going to take all of these compliments and, like, put them in the bank, like, thank you so much, I got, like, 5 you're beautifuls, and 2 you're really good, and, like, 1 you're really flexible, and 1 I love Asian chicks, like, I'm gonna take all of those, like, take them to the bank and be like, thank you, can I use this to pay my mortgage, you know, like, it doesn't work that way. But
I would like to pay my bills in sequins.
Yeah. Things that we have an abundance of, sequins. Compliments without money.
Black clothes.
You do have a lot of black clothes. I have a lot of black leggings.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leggings are the bomb.
Yes. Anywho. So yeah. That's
what we think of emotional labor.
This is a topic that's really important to me. It's like such a, I don't know.
It is important to you. It really is.
Yeah.
Because I think you're smart with it. That's why.
Because it's so tiring for me.
Maybe this is why I nap so much.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, so send us your questions.
Yes. Comments, concerns.
Feedback.
Penny
Do you like
thoughts.
Emotional labor?
Wait.
Do you hate it?
We don't have pennies.
Oh, yeah. We don't have pennies.
I'm like, what? Okay, that's all.
Okay, bye. Thanks for listening.
Love ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.